Anne. Tell us about it.
John just sang, "What needless pain we bear because we don't take everything to God in prayer." And the Lord taught me that yesterday morning, and I just wanted to share with you guys. I deal with some chronic stiffness in my hip joints due to arthritis, I believe is what it is. Yesterday morning, I got out of bed, and I literally could not take a step. It was like a knife in this joint. I can't even tell you how much it hurt. And I was alone. It was early. You know, everybody was sleeping. And I just put my hand on my hip, and there were two scriptures that came to mind. One is in the New Testament. It says, I believe it's Peter. He says, "By whose stripes you are healed." And I just said, I am healed by Jesus' stripes. I mean, I am, you know. And then the other verse was in Isaiah 53 where it says, "Surely he has carried our sorrows." And, you know, in the Hebrew, that is our infirmities, which I know most of us know that you know, it says he carried our sicknesses. He did.
And that's quoted in Matthew 8 when Jesus was healing a bunch of people. It said this was to fulfill that.
Yes, so I'm like, Lord, Jesus has carried that. This pain has already been carried. And I tell you what, you know the verse where it says that the woman touched the hem of his garment and he felt power go out? I felt power come in. Like, I felt something. I felt, I believe it was the power of God as I, and you talked about the verse and how it set you free from fear.
Oh, that's right.
I just believing, all I can say is, I was just believing on those verses. I don't know what, it's very simple and childlike.
That's
I just
right.
was like, you know what? Jesus carried this. He carried this.
That's awesome.
He took it.
Amen.
He took this pain. And I tell you what, it left. I did not take Advil. It left. It's gone. I mean, I'm still stiff. But let me tell you something. I couldn't put one foot in front of the other. I had a knife in my back. Instantly left. And I just want to give everybody here that suffers from pain hope this morning. I really just want to do that.
That's awesome. What day was that?
It was yesterday morning at about 6:30 in the morning. Can I pray real quick?
Please do. Yeah.
Sorry. I just got to.
No, do it.
I'm feeling the leading.
Do it.
Of the Spirit. So, amen.
I love it.
God, I just want to lift us up. We're all the same.
Yep.
And your word is powerful. And it is true. And I just want to lift us up for whatever, whether it's emotional, like Sam was talking about, it's in our souls, it's in our body.
Yeah.
You are Lord of all.
Yes.
And help us, I ask, Father, that we would bring everything to God in prayer and listen for your word and know that those scriptures that come to us are from you. And you want us to stand on the truth of your word and experience your power in our lives and that we could bring that forth to others, Lord Jesus, we pray. Jesus' name.
Amen. Excellent. Thank you. Dick, why don't you come up here? Yeah. Here's Jonathan. Jonathan wants to say something spontaneously. I hope it's good.
Thanks for showing up, Sam. I hope you have a chance to talk.
Yeah, whenever. I'll take my turn.
I just wanted to throw out, this is so on my heart, and I just want to be obedient to say it, but James 5 says, "Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick." And it's just been so on my heart lately that we don't avail ourselves of this promise in James. And so I would love to do that. I think you're going to make some time for us at the end.
He always says, do it now.
Anybody who wants to receive healing in Jesus' name, this is a promise as children. And
just have them stand up where they are.
Yeah.
Is that good?
So is Molly Jane in the room? Is my sister Molly Jane in the room? Molly has a problem, insulinoma, I think is the name of it. And it's usually not cancerous, but it can be. And she's got some tests that are being run. And I want to do this for her today. I think she's...
You want her to come down here?
Maybe already planning on that. But anybody else who's sick and wants to receive healing... I would just love to do it. You want to do it now?
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Can we do it now?
There's a theme.
Who is sick and would like to receive healing in Jesus' name by having the elders lay hands and anoint them with oil and pray over them? Can you raise your hand or stand?
Just stand up if you could, right where you are. That'd be great. Just a sickness, an ache, a pain. You're like, hey, I want to avail myself of this grace.
So why don't you all come down here?
Now we've tricked you. Come down here.
And any of the elders,
come here, Bert.
And you know who you are, men who eld Emmanuel.
Yeah, come on down here real quick,
come
guys.
Come down here, and I'm going to go grab my flask of anointing oil.
Great, great. And we're just we're going to come and pray over you guys. Dick, why don't you come and help us and some of the others. Levi, you can come down here, buddy. We need you down here. We're just going to do a general prayer over all these guys. Are you here for prayer or praying? For prayer? Yeah, stand here in the line. Great. We're just going to pray for these guys, and you can join us in praying on this. Come on here, guys. Come on, Levi. Ryan, where are you at, buddy? You coming? Yeah, good. Are you here for prayer or are you praying? Okay, great. Sean, you praying? Awesome. Let's get a hand on each one of these guys, and Jonathan is going to anoint with oil. Now, this is not magic oil, but what this is we're just obeying the Bible that says to do this, James 5:16.
Yes.
And it says the anointing with oil, and it's a symbol of the Holy Spirit, kind of like communion is a symbol of the cross. But when we do this, we're activating our faith, and the power and the presence of God is here. We don't have to work up in anything and slap anybody on the head. You know what I mean? We're just going to gently, lovingly pray for the healer to touch them, and I pray that you would just engage your faith, okay? So go ahead, guys, and begin to pray over them. And as they're praying, I'm going to join. Would you join me? And I'll pray out loud through the speaker, and you can add your amen to this. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for your power to save us from our sins and judgment, to touch our hearts and heal up broken hearts, and to heal broken bodies. We think of the testimony of our sister that stirs our faith, that you can touch us alone, and then you call us to corporate times together. And so just as Jonathan shares this out of James, we're obeying the Bible, and we are anointing with oil and laying hands on these guys, and we're praying that you heal them wherever there is pain and there is sickness and there are things out of order. Thank you, Jesus, that you carried away our sicknesses, that you, Psalms 103 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, who forgives all our sins and who heals all of our diseases and redeems our life from the pit. We praise you for the fullness of your salvation. Lord, we pray by the power of the Spirit that you would heal these people and raise up a testimony for the glory of your name and bring relief for the saints. We pray. Touch them in their pancreases, touch them in the womb, touch them, Lord, in their backs, in their heart, in their body, their ears. We just pray for healing in Jesus' name. Forgive us that we neglect this activity. Come, Holy Spirit, touch these guys and heal them with your power. I pray for everyone sitting out here that didn't come up, that does have stuff. Just meet them where they are. And touch them in their bodies right now and heal them. And just as Jonathan had a dream, I thought that's what he was going to share the other night about just an outbreak of healing in a meeting. Lord, let that happen. Thank you that you are a mighty, mighty God. Touch our bodies and refresh our frame. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Bless you guys.
Amen.
Thanks for coming and receiving.